This evening's play takes us into the world of the all-important credit cards, which are designed to ease day-to-day transactions. It's called Credit Risk and is written by R.D. Wingfield.
Good morning. Welcome to Dobson's, where shopping is a pleasure. Don't forget, our mammoth January sale commences tomorrow with money-saving bargains in all departments.
Miss?
Yes, sir? Can I help you?
Yes, I want one of those electronic watches.
Certainly, sir. Which model? They've taught...
Never mind the price. That one will do. Yes, that one. You take Sesame credit cards, don't you?
We accept all cards, sir. It's a lovely watch, isn't it? I'll show you how it works.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm in a hurry.
Oh. Well, if you'd let me have your credit card, we'll be phoning it through while I make out your...
Phone receipt. It through? What do you mean, phone it through?
Just routine, sir. Over a certain sum, we have to get authorization from the credit card company. It won't take...
No, forget it. No, I don't want the watch. That cigarette case there, the small one... £6.60. Would you have to get authorization for that?
Not for a small amount, sir, no.
All right, I'll have that.
We do them in different colours.
Well, any damn colour, but be quick.
Excuse me, sir.
What do you want?
Let me have the gentleman's credit card, please, Miss James. I'll take over.
But what the hell's going on?
Would you mind accompanying me to the manager's office, sir?
Why should I?
My name is Adams, sir. I'm the store detective.
Detective? Just a moment. Are you accusing me of stealing?
Yeah, we could keep our voice down, sir.
Look, I've got receipts for every item in this bag.
Not here, sir, please. We're causing a scene.
I'm not causing a scene. I'm just going about my lawful business. Now, would you mind stepping to one side? I wish to leave the store.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, sir.
You take your hand off me.
Very well, sir. I think we'd better call the police.
Police? Oh, no. No, I don't want the police.
Then let's go and discuss it peacefully and calmly in the manager's office, shall we? This way, sir. No. Let me carry your bag.
All right. I'll go with you, but under protest. Get that straight. Under protest.
I say, miss, that was a bit of excitement. Shoplifter, was he?
Oh, I'm afraid I don't know, sir.
Everywhere you go, there's crime these days. Terrible.
Can I help you at all, sir?
Well, I need a new watch, but I'm fighting the temptation.
How much is that one?
This one, sir. £370. It's accurate to within a second a month.
I don't see the point of having a watch accurate to a second a month when you use it to catch a train that's 5 minutes late. But it's tempting. However, fortunately, I'm glad to say I haven't got that sort of money on me.
We take credit cards.
I don't believe in them. They encourage people to spend what they haven't got. What will they do with that chap? Hand him over to the police?
I really couldn't say, sir. It depends on what he's done.
Would you please sit down, Mr...
My name is Crabb, George Crabb, and I prefer to stand.
As you wish. I'm Mr. Collier, the store manager. Do you have any identification, Mr. Crabb?
My business card, checkbook, driving license, letters.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Crabb. Yes, well, Mr. Adams,
he was using this credit card, sir.
Looks all right.
Maybe. Now, Mr. Crabb... You're under observation from the minute you entered this store.
Observation? Why?
Tip off from another store, sir. First, we won't go into that. You first went into our stationery department, asked for an expensive gold-plated fountain pen costing £29.95, and offered this credit card in payment. When you saw the girl was going to phone to the Sesame Card Company for authorization, you immediately cancelled the pen and bought instead this pocket calculator, priced £8.42, for which small sum authorization wasn't necessary.
What if I did? There's no crime in that.
Well, similar incidents then took place in our glassware, leather goods, and jewellery departments. Your total purchases came to £38.92, all paid for when you were assured that we wouldn't check upon your card details with the Sesame Credit Company. Don't you think it's all rather suspicious, Mr. Crabb?
Have you any explanation to offer, Mr. Crabb?
I don't see what I'm supposed to explain.
The suggestion is that there are doubts as to the authenticity of your credit card.
Are you implying that I obtained these goods by false pretenses? I could sue you for slander, for defamation of character.
There's an easy way to settle it, Mr. Collier. Would you mind phoning details of the card through to the Sesame Credit Company?
Yes, a very good idea.
Look, I don't want any trouble. I'll pay for the goods. What was the total? £38.92. I've got the money.
Get me Sesame cards, please.
Look, I don't feel very well. It's... so hot in here.
Here you are, sir. Have a glass of water.
No, I must go outside.
Stay where you are, please.
Assess me? Oh, authorization, please. Hello. This is Mr. Collier from Dobson Stores. We think we have a dodgy card. Yes. Its number is 797-98776. Yes, I'll wait.
Really, this is most unfortunate.
I see. I see. Yes. Thank you.
Well, sir?
The card holder is a Mr. George Crabb of 127 Brundish Road.
You mean genuine?
Yes, it's genuine. He has a £400 credit limit, is a first-class credit risk, and his account is bang up to date.
I don't understand it.
Mr. Crabb, there's been a terrible mistake. Fortunately, no harm has been
done.
May
I have my card back?
Oh, of course, of course. On behalf of the store, I offer my sincerest apologies. We are rather unlucky in the people we employ. Put the gentleman's purchases in his bag, Adams.
Don't bother. I don't want to deal with you anymore. You just send me a credit note. And quickly.
A credit note, yes, of course. I'll see to it personally. I hope you won't hold it against us. You fool, Adams, you damn fool.
I'm sorry. I was sure he was up to something.
Yes, he was up to spending £38.92. I wish all our customers were up to half as much. If they were, you'd probably arrest them. You better let legal department know in case there's repercussions. Come in. Yes?
The name's Barnard. I'm looking for your store detective.
Oh, that's me. Barnard? Not Detective Inspector Barnard, CID.
Late of CID. I retired last year. I'm with the Sesame Credit Card Company now. They've just buzzed me over the radio. They tell me you've had a spot of valor.
Nothing that need concern you, Mr. Barnard.
I thought the man was acting suspiciously, so I detained him. But his credit card was genuine, so we had to let Mr. Crabb go.
Crabb?
That's right.
George Crabb. 45 to 50, dark hair, bushy eyebrows, about my height.
That's the man? Do you know him?
Oh, very well indeed, sir. I put him up for his last stretch. 7 years robbery with violence. If George Crabb has been acting suspiciously, he's up to something.
This might interest you. He left his business car behind.
Business car? There's only one sort of business he's involved in. It's a cover-up for something. George Crabb, sales manager. The Acme Mail Order Company.
Acme Mail Order. Good morning. Oh, good morning, Mr. Cohen. Yes. Half a gross X officer's fleecy vest and 1/4 gross X wraps under knickers. Assorted sizes. Yes, Mr. Cohen. I'll get them off to you today by parcel post. Goodbye. Horace, Cohen, Strafers. Half a gross fleecy vest, 1/4 gross X wax knickers. Assorted.
Okay, Maggie.
I promise him the knickers will be off today.
More you promise me.
Don't be coarse.
1/4 gross X wax. And I was in a rush. I was lucky to get my hands on one pair.
I'm not listening to you, Horace. You're too rude.
Morning, Maggie.
Oh, did it go off all right?
Perfectly. Yeah, Horace, Charlie tells me he's still waiting for the parcels for the post office.
Charlie, you got one pair of hands.
I know, and they're usually holding up a newspaper. The parcel post goes at 11, so get a move on.
All right, all right. It wouldn't hurt if somebody helped me.
Well, well, well. What have we here?
Yeah, can I help you, sir? Oh, my God.
Barnard, Detective Inspector Barnard.
Hello, George. Been a long time, about 7 years. Left remission, as I recall.
What do you want?
I want to know what your game is, George. Oh, by the way, I'm not with the force anymore.
Found you out, did they?
No, Horace, I retired. I'm with the Sesame Credit Card Company now, Chief Security Officer. You've got one of our cards, haven't you, George?
What if I have?
You used it at Dobson Stores today. You made them suspicious.
An error for which they apologized.
So they told me. But I'm asking myself, why the robbery with violence man skulking about a credit card? So I follow you here and discover another old chum from the good old days. Little Horace Martin, star of over 300 break-ins and entries.
Oh, well,
work here. We both work here. It's a legitimate business.
And nothing you're involved in could possibly be legitimate.
Woolen combination. Yes, yes. We'll get them off to you today. There.
But where's my manners? Completely forgetting we have a lady present, and how is Maggie White the queen of the shop list?
That's all in the past, Inspector Barnard. I sinned and was punished, and that's an end to it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have work for you.
Work? What sort of work? Acme mail order. Where did you get your stock from? From which warehouse did you nick it?
Switch on that cassette recorder, Maggie. We'll play these slanders back in court.
Come off it, George. Court's the last place you or anyone else in here wants to be. Who owns this place? You?
No. A gentleman called Mr. Shadbolt.
Someone talking about me.
Ah.
Hollis, Charlie's waiting for the parcels. Good morning, sir. Looking around, are you?
Mr. Shadbolt. My name is Barnard, Chief Security Officer for Sesame Credit.
Well, what a coincidence. I've just come from your head office. We're taking up the Sesame credit card. Acme mail order is going into the big time. Got your card on you, Mr. Barnard?
Yes.
Well, you can use it here. Look around. There's some good stuff. And there's a trade courtesy. Anything you want, 5% off.
Yeah, nice line of knickers for your wife, Inspector. Yeah, what about these? Milkman-proof elastic round the knees.
The parcels, Horace. Charlie's waiting.
Mr. Shadbolt. Are you aware that these three members of your staff are all ex-convicts?
Yes, they have taken me into their confidence. Thank you, Mr. Barnard. The key word is ex-convicts. They've sinned, they've paid the price. The slate is wiped clean. I am giving them the chance to keep it that way.
Highly commendable, sir, but I know these three. They'd steal the pennies from a corpse's eyes.
As you're no longer in the force, there's no restriction on my smashing on the nose, is there?
No, George, and likewise no restriction on my welting you one bang.
Please, gentlemen, please. I'm obliged for the warning, Mr. Barnard. I'm sure it wasn't meant as vindictively as it sounded. Now, I'm sure the security of Sesame credit cards demands your presence elsewhere.
Tee up, ladies and gentlemen. Grab it while it's hot.
Percy Harris!
Inspector Barnard. Now look what you've made me do. Upset all me tea.
Percy Harris. Percy the penman. Master forger and embezzler. You don't let him near your books, I hope, Mr. Shadbolt.
He's my accounts clerk.
Ah, then you've my deepest sympathy. Well, well, well. Where else could you find so many crooks under one roof?
CID, room at Scotland Yard.
Ah, you always were the funny one, weren't you, Horace? Fortune. Here, George. Let's have a look at the credit card you were flashing around Dobson's today.
Well, I don't see why I should. But here you are.
Thank you.
Well, this is all right.
Yes.
Then may I have it back? Thank you.
Well, Mr. Barnard, unless there's anything else...
All right. Well, I'm warning all of you. You're up to something. I don't know what it is yet. But I'm going to find out. And then we'll see who's laughing.
What a horrible man.
He's got no right to talk to us like that. No right at all.
I'd like to break every bone in his body.
Where's your Christian charity, George? You shouldn't hate him. You should feel sorry for the man. He could get the sack for what we're going to do.
After tomorrow, he'll deserve it.
Is that Inspector Bell?
Oh,
hello, Tom. I didn't recognize your voice. Bert Barnard here. Yeah. What do you know about a firm called the Acme Mail Order Company? Yeah, that's right. A bloke called Shadbolt.
Oh, Shadbolt, yeah. I think he's a friend of Charles, the probation officer.
Oh, friend of the probation officer, is he? Is that supposed to reassure me? Clean, is he? I wish I had your trust in nature. Yeah, I've got one of my feelings, and I'm seldom wrong.
Yeah, I think we'll be safer calling the old thing off, Mr. Shadbolt. Especially now Barnard's poking his big nose in.
No, it's got to be tomorrow, Horace. It's been planned down to the last detail. Besides, if Percy's forged cards are so good they even fool the great Inspector Barnard, it'd be criminal to waste them.
I agree.
Good. Then we go ahead tomorrow as planned. There'll be a full briefing of all staff at tonight's meeting.
Ladies and gentlemen,
staff of Acme Mail Order. Our chairman and managing director, Mr. Shadbolt.
Thank you, thank you. Now, please sit down, everyone. Please sit down. That's better. Well, how pleasant to have this opportunity of talking to you all under one roof. Especially those members of our outside sales staff, whom we see all too rarely. I am pleased to report that thanks to your efforts, Acme Mail Order has had a most successful year. Not only have we established it as a legitimate business, but we have even made a small, honest profit. I hope the word honest hasn't offended anyone here. But all good things must come to an end. And, as a trading company, Acme Mail Order has but a few more hours of life, because tomorrow morning we reap the reward of our long-term planning. Tomorrow morning, ladies and gentlemen, in packed but profitable hours, we are going to defraud the Sesame Credit Card Company out of something in excess of £250,000. So, to details. Hands up the selling staff. There should be 20. What do you make it, Horace?
Yeah, 20.
Good. Hands down. Now, your role tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, will not be selling. It will be purchasing. If you would kindly open up the folder that's in front of you. On top of the Roneode sheets, there should be a Sesame credit card. Anyone without one? Good. Now, pick up that credit card. Turn it over. Examine it. Have you ever seen anything more beautiful? A masterpiece of the forger's art. Indistinguishable from the real thing.
Excuse me, Mr. Shadbolt.
Yes, Percy?
I haven't got a folder.
That's right, Percy. You won't be with purchasing tomorrow. You'll be along with us in administration. Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, those little plastic works of art were all prepared for us by Mr. Percy Harris of Accounts, who I think deserves a sincere vote of thanks.
Thank you. So kind.
To make absolutely certain, Percy made a duplicate of Mr. Crabb's genuine card, which Mr. Crabb field-tested for us at Dobson's this morning. Mr. Crabb?
It passed with flying colours. So, tomorrow you purchasers can go out with those cards and buy. Sesame have got a credit limit of £400, so try and make every purchase as near 400 as possible. So we can get the maximum benefit in the shortest possible time. And we've only got 6 hours, remember?
There's a list of the small but valuable items we want you to buy in your folders. Things like digital wristwatches, jewellery, expensive miniature cameras, lenses, etc.
And we don't want anyone being clever and buying empty great things like deep freezes and garden sheds. Because everything you buy has to be small enough to be parcelled up and posted. When you've filled up your shopping bags, nip round to Lagar Street, where Charlie Gleason of our dispatch department will be waiting with the van. Offload your stuff on him, then fly back to the shops to buy some more. Are you clear on your part, Charlie?
As soon as I have a full van load, I'll bring it back here. There'll be an empty van waiting, which I'll take back while the full one's being unloaded.
Yes, speed's going to be essential. It'll be a race against time if we hit our target. The postal section here will unload and parcel up the goods. The post office are used to getting large batches of parcels from us, so tomorrow won't seem like anything out of the ordinary. That's it, I think.
Thank you, Mr. Crabb. Any questions?
I've got a question. Harding, of outside sales.
Yes, Mr. Harding.
Well, I hate to sound a pessimistic note, Mr. Shadbolt. It's not my place to query management decisions, but this scheme, well, it just won't work. I hope you don't mind my mentioning it.
If there's a flaw in our reasoning, Mr. Harding, I'd prefer you told us now rather than in the Black Maria tomorrow.
Well, if you buy anything expensive with a credit card, the shopkeeper has to phone through to the credit company for authorization. Well, the first call he makes on one of these fake cards, well, we've had it.
Let me assure you, Mr. Harding, that I haven't kept out of prison by ignoring little points like that. We've researched the problem. Miss Maggie White of our switchboard took leave of absence to take up temporary employment with Sesame, as a result of which we have all the inside knowledge we need. Now, Sesame employ a staff of several hundreds. From Monday to Friday, their head office is a beehive of activity. But on Saturday morning, the entire building is empty, except for 10 members of the staff who work in the authorization section, a section which has to be manned from 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night, 6 days a week, taking calls from shopkeepers. 10 people in one office authorizing the expenditure of hundreds of thousands of pounds. Take over that office, and you take over complete control of Sesame. And that is precisely what we are going to do tomorrow.
Very good meeting, I thought, Mr. Chapeau.
Thank you, Horace. I'm still worried about Barnard. Would be just like him to decide to go into the office on a Saturday. We'll be laying him a false trail to follow. I've just arranged for Horace here to do a spot of breaking and entering tonight. He's going to remove some items of Sesame invoicing equipment from four big shops. Barnard will be so busy tomorrow investigating that little mystery, he'll have no time for the office. Come in.
You wanted me to stay on, Mr. Shadbolt?
Yes, please, Percy. Pour yourself some tea and sit down.
Thank you, Mr. S.
It's about tomorrow morning, Percy. We're going to need at least four people to cope with the phones at Sesame, so we'd like you to come with us.
Oh. I'd half promised myself a lay in bed tomorrow. Is it vital?
Give me strength. Well, it is an important day, Percy, and you're so good on the phone. There'll be Mr. Crabb, myself, you, and Horace. We'll be away by three, so you can have a sleep in the afternoon.
So, how do we get in? I mean, there's security guards on every gate.
All taken care of. I looked the place over on my visit there today, and I formulated a plan. No one, but no one, is allowed in there on a Saturday morning. Unless, of course, there's an emergency. So, there's going to be a minor emergency. Tomorrow morning, the plumber will call to repair a leak in the visitors' toilets.
Supposing they check and there isn't a leak?
But there will be. I've seen to that. I took the opportunity of using the visitors' toilet during my visit there. I dropped one of these into the cistern.
What is it?
A little invention. A cylinder containing very strong acid. The acid will eat its way through the container and then start to burn a hole through the cistern. By 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, it should be leaking away nicely, and they'll be overjoyed to see the plumber at 8:30. Charlie will drive the van. The four of us will be hiding in the back.
All right. So we get past the guard, into the building. What then?
At 8:30, there will be only two people on duty in the authorization office. The other eight don't arrive until 8:55. We subdue the others as they come in.
Subdue them? What with?
With these.
No, definitely not. I'm not touching a gun. That's not my style.
Not even for a share of £250,000?
Not even for £1,000,000.
And you'll have to excuse me as well, I'm afraid. I'm opposed to violence of any kind.
Well, I'm not that fussy. No one's backing out now.
Now, it will be a peaceable operation. Take a closer look at the armory.
Yeah. They're plastic.
Plastic?
They fooled even you. And so they should, the price I paid for them.
Oh, what good are plastic guns?
If the people you point them at think they're genuine, they're as good as the real thing.
If. It won't work.
I assure you it will. Those poor devils in authorization won't be the stuff of which heroes are made. They're just poor clerks doing a humdrum job, fed up to the eye teeth because they've got to go in on a Saturday morning. They're not going to risk giving the widows and pensions fund a bashing just to see if a gun is real or not. They'll be happy to take your word for it.
I've got a feeling everything's going to go off all right.
So have I. It's very well planned.
Oh, thank you for your vote of confidence. You know, the chap showing me around today was very proud of the fact that fraud accounts for less than 0.5% of their total turnover. They're going to have to revise their statistics after tomorrow.
Morning, Mr. Chapeau.
Maggie.
Charlie.
Hi, Max.
You're all ready. Not late, am I?
No, Maggie, bang on time. It's barely 8:10.
Want me to make the call now?
Yes, please.
Oh, excuse me.
Now, remember, say exactly what I've told you. The sure way to make people want something is to tell them they can't have it.
It's ringing.
Sesame authorization. Good morning.
Good morning. Emergency plumbing service. Can I speak to Mr. Fussell, please?
Mr. Fussell's not in today, I'm afraid.
Oh. He phoned us last night about a leak in your visitor's washroom. It's going to be a bit of a tight squeeze getting our plumber down there. We were wondering if it could wait till Monday.
I know nothing about it, miss. In any case, we mustn't let anyone in on a Saturday.
Oh, good. That helps us out. We'll leave it. Let Mr. Fussell know we phoned. Oh, by the way, what is your name, in case there should be any query?
Oh, look. Perhaps I'd better go and check. The visitor's toilet, you say? There won't be a tick.
You're going to check.
Good. Are the false nameplates on the van, Charlie?
Did them before I came in.
You know, I'm enjoying this.
I say, miss, it's pouring out in there. The floor's soaked.
Oh. Tis urgent, then.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, dear. Well, if it can't wait, it can't. I'll have a man down in about a quarter of an hour.
Thank you very much, miss. I'm much obliged.
Anxiously awaiting us. Mr. Shadbolt, supposing he phones this Mr. Fussell to check?
He won't get through, Maggie. Mr. Fussell's phone is out of order. I was by his house last night, and I just happened to have my wire cutters handy.
Oh.
You all right in the back?
Yes, thank you, Charlie.
Look out. There's a security guard. He's waving for us to stop.
Right. You're on your own.
Sorry, mate. No admittance today, I'm afraid.
We're the plumbers. It's supposed to be an emergency.
If it's not down on my sheet, it's not. You'll have to come back on Monday.
Well, that suits me just fine. Your authorization office phoned us up, screaming it's urgent. We rearrange all our schedules just to help you out. And now you say we can't come in. Don't worry me. I've got plenty of other work.
No, hold on. Hold on. I'll check with authorization.
Well, make it snappy, mate. I haven't got all day.
Mr. Smith, number 2 gate here. Anything about
Thomas?
Check if
you're
right.
Phoning up now,
Mr. Shambolt. Right. Now, you know the drill. As soon as you drop us off, wait 5 minutes, then drive out again. Tell the guard you've done a temporary repair, but you'll be back about 3 to make it permanent. And that's when you pick us up and bring us out. Right?
Yeah, I've got it. He's coming back. Well?
Yes, they're expecting you. No one bothers to tell me, though. I'm the last to know.
I'll tell you my troubles sometime.
Sesame authorization. Good morning. What was the card number? One moment, please. Yes, that's quite in order. Authority code 027004. Thank you. I hate working Saturdays.
Yes, so do I.
I'd rather work Sundays than Saturdays. You can't come in. It's locked. Who is it?
To be.
Oh, would you go and show him, Mr. Jones? It's in the visitor's toilet.
Right. Hang on a minute. I'm coming. I'll show you where. Oh, what the devil? Who? What do you want?
What is it? Oh, my God.
Just hold it nice and steady. Do what you're told and you won't get hurt. Lock the door, Horace.
Right. What do you want?
We just want to borrow your office for a few hours, that's all. Don't touch it. Horace, answer it.
Right. Sesame authorization. Good morning. What is the card number?
What are you doing?
One moment. Yes, that's okay. Authority code 027005. Goodbye.
You can't do that.
Shut up. One of ours, Horace.
Nah, it's too early. Another 5 minutes to go.
5 to 9. The rest of the staff should be here any minute. Answer it, Percy.
Acme mail order.
Oh, no.
What did he say?
Who? I'm sorry, you must have the wrong number. You're very welcome.
Percy, this is Sesame Authorization. You pick up the phone and you say Sesame Authorization.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm terribly sorry, but they didn't want us anyway. They wanted a taxi. Wrong number.
Yes, well, try and concentrate. There's a good chap.
Hey, Someone's coming.
The rest of the staff. Now, quick, behind the door. Let them get in first. You two, sit down. Just act naturally. Come on, move.
Open up.
Right.
Oh, about time. So I said to him, if you can't issue me with a pencil against a...
All keep still.
What is this? Mr. Smith, who are these men?
They just burst
in. Shut up. Everyone keep calm. Open the storeroom door, Horace.
Right, Mr. Crab.
Now, you're going to be locked in there for a while. You're all going to keep as quiet as tiny little mice. Just one attempt to attract attention, and someone will be coming round with a list for your wreath on Monday. Now, move.
Just a minute.
Hold it.
There should be 10 of them. There's only 9. You, where's the other one?
I don't know. He's late.
All right. In with you. Go on, hurry. Well, you'll have to wait for the other one.
Sesame authorization. Good morning. Oh, hello, Charlie. Yes, we're in all right. No, no, you can't start yet. There's another member of the staff to come. I know we're running behind time, but it can't be helped. You'll have to wait, Charlie. I'll phone you. Why do they argue?
Sesame. Good morning. What card number? Yes, yes, that's all right. Authority code 027006. Goodbye.
One of ours?
No.
Good. I've told Charlie to wait.
Look, we're wasting time. Every minute costs us money. Sesame? Yes. 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 Yes, that's all right. Authority code 027007. Look, I'm authorizing hundreds of pounds of other people's money. Let's take a chance.
No, we wait.
Yes, yes, sir. Authority code 027012.
It's all going wrong.
It's not going wrong.
It's 9:15. All we're doing is authorizing other people's cars. We might as well be working for Sesame.
Let's take a chance.
If he came walking in and caught us unaware...
How much longer are we going to wait for?
I'll get it.
Percy, no.
Acme.
Sesame.
Of course. Sesame authorization. Who? Oh, dear, that is bad news. Well, it can't be helped. It's just one of those things. Thank you for calling.
Well?
Well, what?
Well, who the hell was it?
Oh, the missing clerk's wife. He's got the flu. He won't be in, I'm afraid.
Oh, blessed flu germ. We're in business. Horace, tell Charlie.
Right.
Right. Now, let's get organized. We'll have 3 phones each. George, you have those over there.
What?
Horace has those there. And Percy...
Charlie.
You take those over there.
Right. Horace, it's on. Tell them all to get cracking.
And get through your calls as quickly as possible. We've got a lot of time to make up. Hello, Sesame Authorization. Card
Hello,
number?
Sesame Authorization.
Yes. Thank
card
you.
Card number?
Authority code.
Hello,
all
right.
Seven,
you
might
speak a little louder.
That's right.
What card number is it, eh?
Sesame Authorization. What card number?
Here it is, our first one.
How much? £63.
£63, we're not going to get very fat on that.
Yes, authority code 027046. Come on, Percy, start adding it all up. Card 79, £63.
Hang on a minute.
Not much, but it's a start. Hello, Sesame Authorization. Card number.
Hello, Sesame Authorization. What card number?
Thank you.
Percy, another one of ours.
Yes, sir, that's in order.
Yes,
authority code 027453.
Card 21, Percy, £375.
£375, that's better.
Percy, card 44, £352.
What card number?
Sesame authorization. Card number?
That's all right. Authority code 027053.
Goodbye.
£205 over here, Percy.
Card 60, Percy, £241.99.
You're going too fast. Good Lord, that's nearly £1,000. And in less than 5 minutes. Good morning.
They're really going it now, aren't they?
Authorization.
Oh,
we?
to Dobson's January sale. Thousands of bargains in all departments. We accept all types of credit cards in the store.
So, that's all we took, Mr. Collier. One sesame invoicing machine and some sesame stationery.
Yes. What possible use it can be to them, I can't imagine. They ignored the cash.
It's damned odd. You're the third store I've had to call on this morning, and I've another two to visit. They've all had similar robberies.
Strange.
Yeah. Well, some nutter with a grudge against us, I suppose. Oh, don't worry. We'll get them. You seem busy. How's the sale going?
We're breaking new records. And people can't spend quickly enough.
I'm sure you're not complaining. As a matter of fact, I was looking at those deep freezers as I came in. They seem a real bargain.
They are, Mr. Barnard. If you want one, grab one. You'll never see them at that price again.
I think I'll take a stroll over there. My wife's been on at me for months for one.
You'll use your sesame credit card, I trust?
I wouldn't insult you with money.
Yes, authority code 027245. Thank you.
Card 16, Percy, £220.50.
Yes.
What's that total up to now?
Just a moment.
That's all right. Mm-hmm.
£99,485.
Are you sure?
If you're doubting me, I'll double check.
Yes. Yes, that's all right.
Yes, £99,485.
Goodbye.
I'm ignoring the pennies.
Nearly £100,000 in less than 2 hours. Did you hear that, George?
Yes. If I wasn't so busy, I'd get really excited. Hello.
Smash our target easily.
Yes.
Sesame authorization. Oh, hello, Maggie. How goes it?
That's all right.
Calling in. Good.
21 purse.
Right.
£215.
We'll go out and buy some more brown paper and string. We can afford it. Must go now, Maggie, the other phone. If we take too long answering, people might smell a rat.
Number 027200.
Sesame authorization. Good morning.
Morning coffee is now being served in the Tudor dining room.
There we are, Mr. Barnard. Your card and your receipt.
Thank you.
The freezer will be delivered on Monday. Sorry it took so long. You're with Sesame, aren't you?
Yes.
I don't know what's wrong with them at your place today. I've never known them so slow.
Slow? That shouldn't be. Well, I'd better take a look in there on my way back.
Sesame authorization?
Yes.
Hello, Charlie.
Sesame authorization.
Yes, all's going well. The total? What's our total, Percy?
873.
£204,485. Are you sitting down, Charlie? It's £204,485. Self-purchasing, they're doing a wonderful job. We're proud of them. We're raking in well over £1,000 a minute. Oh, good. Must hang up. The phones are going mad.
Thank you. Percy, car 24, £312. No, I'm still worried about Barnard.
Charlie saw him in Dobson's 10 minutes ago. Right. Oh, it's 12:30. He won't be coming back here now.
Sesame authorization.
Excuse me, miss.
Yes, sir.
Sorry to bother you. I'm with Sesame Credit. Have you had any trouble getting authorizations today?
Well, they were a bit slow for a time, but they seem to be all right now. You've got all new staff on, haven't you? Pity you chose the busiest day.
It shouldn't be new staff. Not according to the duty roster.
Oh, perhaps it's me then, but I didn't recognize any of the voices I spoke to.
Miss, can I have a little attention, please?
Oh, you'll have to excuse me.
Yes, of course.
Can I help you, sir?
New staff, huh? That's strange.
Here you are, Mr. Shadbolt.
Oh, thank you, Percy.
Any more tea, Mr. Crabb?
Oh, no. Yeah, whose idea was it to bring the thermos flask?
Percy's. You see, he does have some use.
Sorry if I've been a bit short with you, Percy.
Ah, that's all right. We've all been a little bit carried away by the excitement of it all.
I tell you something, the regular staff certainly earn their money. I'll never want to see another phone in my life. It's funny they've all gone so quiet.
It's 1:15, the lull before the storm. Most people are off having their lunch. You think you've been busy, wait until 2:00. It'll be at its peak. Now, what's the total now, Percy?
I'm afraid they've been coming through faster than I can log them. £244,880, according to me. But I've missed quite a few out.
Yeah. Do we have to back up at 3? I mean, we're knocking up close onto 100,000 an hour.
Have we stayed till four?
No. I've planned this for too long to start making last-minute alterations. Everything's going perfectly. Don't let's spoil it.
What put you onto this job in the first place, Mr. Chapel? The money?
More than that, Horace. Years ago, I had my own little business. Then one of my biggest creditors let me down. The bank could have helped. And on the principle of always hitting a man when he's down, they demanded immediate repayment of the existing loan. Overnight, I was ruined. Lost my business, my house, the car, the lot. I've had a thing about banks ever since. And banks own credit card companies.
So, it's revenge?
Well, more like a bit of my own back. A quarter of a million or so won't ruin them, but it'll irritate them a little.
Certainly authorization.
Break over, chaps. Yes. Back to business. Yes, the authorization. Good afternoon.
Sesame Credit. Security guard speaking, number 2 gate.
Hello, Wilkins. Barnard here.
Oh, hello, sir.
Everything all right?
Quiet as a tomb.
Have we got different staff on today in authorization?
No, sir. The usual. Smith, Fryer, Hicks. List number 3.
Are you sure? One of the girls at Dobson's thought they sounded different.
I put them in myself, sir. Mind you, Mr. Ladbury didn't turn up. Flu, I reckon.
Uh-huh. So they're short-handed. Well, that accounts for the comments about the delay. Anyone else been in?
No, sir. Oh, only the plumber.
The plumber?
A leak in one of the toilets. Did a temporary repair. Wasn't here more than 5 minutes.
Uh-huh. I've been trying to phone authorization, but the line's always busy.
I'm surprised it's not red hot with all these sales on.
Yes, yes. I might look in this afternoon if I get a chance. But first, I'm having something to eat.
Yes, sir, that's quite in order. Authority code 0271014. Yes. Goodbye. First, card 21, 399 quid.
It's all going too fast. I'm not getting them all down.
Yeah. Authorization.
Good afternoon.
Boss, too, Mr. Chabot. Only another 30 minutes. We'll be on our way home.
And with a record total, Horace. Allowing for the few purses missed, we won't be too far short of £400,000 by the time we've finished.
Straight till half past three, and we could make it £450,000.
No, we stick to the original plan. We do it my way, the safe way.
Yeah, that's all right.
What's that noise?
Sounds like an alarm. Hey, look, it's a red light flashing on the wall.
Have you touched anything, Percy?
No, I promise you. Oh, dear. What's happening? What's happening? Something's gone wrong. They've twigged us.
Well, how could they? Leave it, Percy. Let it ring. Listen. Police.
I'll go and look out the window. What are we going to do?
We'll have to make a run for it.
We haven't got a car.
It's one of the staff cars. Well, Horace?
You could forget running. Place is surrounded. Police, cars, fire engines, but not.
So what went wrong with all your high and mighty detailed planning, eh, Sandbull? What went wrong?
I don't know.
Who are you phoning?
Maggie. Sandbull. Something's gone wrong. We've been rumbled. I warn the others. Never mind the stuff. Just leave it and get out of there.
You don't let us have real guns.
Open up. It's me, Barnard.
Let him in.
Right there, Mr. Chapel.
It's all right. It's all under control.
Chapel? George Crabbe, what the hell's going on here?
Just idle curiosity, but how did you get onto us?
Oh, I didn't. I had no idea you were in here.
But the police, the fire engine.
Ah. As far as we can gather, there was a bad leak in one of the toilets. Water flooded through the floorboards, short-circuited some wires, caused a small fire, and set off the alarm.
You and your damn leak. Didn't you arrange for it to be mended?
The one detail I overlooked. In Credit Risk by R.D. Wingfield, Mr. Shadbolt was played by John Rowe, Mr. Crabbe by William Edel, Horace by Christopher Scola, and Percy by Alan Tilburn. Maggie was played by Irina Sutcliffe, Mr. Barnard by Tom Watson, the security guard by Martin C. Thurley, Charlie by Leslie Glazer,
the office manager by John Oxley, and the sales ladies by Joan Matheson and Valerie Murray. Other parts were played by Andrew Sear, Marcus Campbell, James Thomason, and David Graham. The play was produced by Christopher Venning.